Hello, Stephanie.
Hi, Roy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you. We're sorry that we got into your time, but unfortunately, we couldn't reach Suzanne for a bit, so we've got her, and we're now going to welcome you, our newest member of our travel journalism team, and Sacred Assisi is the title of your article, and you start off by saying, in the late afternoon, when you arrive in Assisi, you have no idea what to expect, but as the bus winds up the hillside to this medieval town, you feel something pinch your heart.
Yes.
Now, take us on from there, if you will.
Well, I knew this was going to be a special place as we approached. Assisi literally is a beacon because it's on atop a hill. And you wind your way up, and you see these ivory-colored medieval sort of buildings in the distance. And, you set foot in Assisi, and you feel like you've stepped back into time. And, of course, Assisi is famous because it is the place that St. Francis lived and worked.
Right, of course, yeah.
And so you definitely get a sense that you're back in his time.
Well, you say that in your article. You say even though you've never been there, you somehow feel it's familiar to you.
Yes, and that's for many reasons. I was brought up, I was raised Catholic, and so we actually learned a lot about the saints' lives and so forth. And I would read about it and hear about it and learn about it, but it's a different experience when you actually go and see the place that he walked and where he lived and the work that he did.
Now, tell us a bit about the town and some of the things you saw.
Well, it's very, again, I said it's a very medieval-looking town.
Right.
The buildings are very old. It's a cobblestone streets. In fact, you can't really drive through Assisi. It's a place for pedestrians. And you can just look around and experience all of the alleyways and the terraces with the beautiful flowers. And it's just such a place that's filled with history and culture, and it's a beautiful little town.
Now, the sidewalk cafes, the usual things you're going to see in a lovely little town. And walking, of course, is always the best way to get around, I feel.
Yes.
Now, tell us a bit more.
Well, I think that definitely the reason it impacted me is, this is my first time abroad. I had never traveled abroad before. And when you go travel to another place, you go looking for many things, and one of them is, you're looking for the diversity in human beings. You want to see, well, how do these people live? How is it different from where I come from?
Right.
And I think that one thing that I realized is actually you see the commonality in human beings, and St. Francis was definitely the ultimate humanist, and I think that that's probably what impacted me the most. Is just to see this man who was his love of nature, his love of people, and this little town that he lived. It's a very simple little town, and yet I was halfway across the world, and yet it really struck a chord with me.
Now, how much time did you actually spend there?
I was actually in Assisi only for a few days.
Right.
I was in Europe a total of a month.
Right, but it wasn't just a day trip, so you were there for a few days,
no,
so you really got to experience it. Yeah.
I really did get to experience and walk around the alleyways, and I saw the Franciscan priests, and we went into the churches, and, we had a guide that told us about the history of the buildings and so forth.
And so you went through the town, and you got this marvelous feeling of the experience of St. Francis, and then what did you was there anything else that you did there that moved you particularly?
Well, I started writing also while I was there. Started reflecting on sort of what was going on, because I knew that there was something that I was feeling. And one thing that I realized, actually, in coming back and returning from my trip, is so much of this trip was taken, actually, after I came home, just because I really started to reflect on, well, what was it about
right.
Assisi that struck me
and
resonated
with me? I think that happens a lot. And then you sit down and you look at some of the notes you've written, and you begin to re-experience it all over again, I guess.
Right.
So just touch on some of the highlights that you would like to share with our audience.
I think that definitely some of the highlights of the things that you need to see when you're there. St. Francis Basilica, of course, is always the most important thing I think that you need to see there. In terms of just the artwork inside of the Basilica, the fact that St. Francis is actually buried there, and just the history that surrounds it. But I think that, you know, it's a very personal experience for everyone. And I would say that, you know, I'm not necessarily a religious person, but I am a person of faith. And I think that, for me, the experience that I want to share with the audience is definitely that it just really, it took me to a place of, you know, I called it Sacred Assisi. Because it really defined the word sacred for me. And I think that just hearing about his life and what he did, I think that it sort of reaffirmed my faith in human nature. And I think that it's interesting that you can actually travel to a destination and gain this kind of experience from it.
I think that's very well said, Stephanie. What we'd like to do, we'd like to have you back again real soon. We've kind of rushed through this and haven't really given you a chance to go over a lot that's in this great piece that you've written. But those who are listening, you can go to our website at ttrn.com, and you can read Stephanie's piece in depth. It's a beautiful, beautiful article, Stephanie, and very touching.
Thank you.
I thank you for sharing it with us all, and we hope to talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's a pleasure. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.